This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Many K-12 students in Alabama have been out of school for more than a week due to the coronavirus. Right now, plans call for students to return to school on April 6th. But State Superintendent Eric Mackey says it's unlikely that will mean traditional face-to-face teaching in a classroom. Instead, education leaders are trying to figure out how to deliver instruction as COVID-19 spreads. Mackey tells me they're considering several options.
People keep talking about digital access, online learning. We're looking at that as one of our options. It is not an option for every school in the state, so we're looking at other options, even down to old-fashioned kind of correspondence courses, sending packets back and forth. Public TV has engaged with us. We will take some recommendations to the governor later this week and try to make some decisions with enough head time that parents can kind of be planning. We don't want to wait till April 3rd to give them a plan for what we're going to do on April 6th, for sure.
So you have different options, online learning for some, old-fashioned correspondence courses, television. What would be the situations where those different types of learning would be used?
We have different levels of capacity in different parts of the state. So we have some school districts now that could go digital online delivery for close to 90% of their students. We have others that could do, say, their seniors and if you think of traditionally 9 through 12 courses, but they couldn't do their lower grades. We have some places that have the internet capacity, but children at home don't have the internet capacity. We're going to be building out almost county by county different levels of support across the state. Again, we're just talking about contingency planning, but some of them may end up coming back and doing a few things over the summer. Not a traditional 8-to-3 going to school all summer, we don't anticipate, but there may be some students who need to come back in the summer and finish up some courses. The thing we do not want to do is have people come back in August and repeat the grade. So that rumor has been out there that we're just going to hold people back, and I want to emphasize that is not an option. We're going to make sure that we get students what they need so they can progress.
What are the top things that need to happen to ensure that students can graduate and it isn't just a wash?
One of the big issues with seniors that we're going to have to focus on is incomplete credentials that they really need. So I'll give you two examples. One would be, let's say somebody's in an AP chemistry course, they want to go to college and study in the sciences. Well, we can't just say, okay, we're going to give you credit for what you've done the first 80% of the year. Well, during that 20%, there are some really key things they need to know before they can be successful in college chemistry. So we have to make sure we finish those kinds of classes. And then on the other side, career tech classes. So if we have a student who, say, wants to be a welder, and they've not finished their welding credentialing tests, which are something you obviously have to do in person, holding a welding rod in a booth, those students may have to come back. We may graduate them, but then they come back in the summer and finish their credential test. So we want to graduate students either on time or as close to on time as possible, but seniors are definitely our top priority.
The summer slump, you know, the idea that students lose some knowledge over the summer, with this extended spring break, as it were, different ways of delivering instruction after that potentially, how concerned are you about a bigger summer slump?
I'm very concerned about it, and long term, even more concerned. So if it were only this three-week period, I'd be less concerned. 95% of our students were supposed to already be off for at least 1 week of this three-week break. So most of them are missing 7 to 10 days of instruction. That's big, but it's not something we cannot overcome. If we're in a situation, April 6th, where we cannot go back to school in a traditional setting, then we've got to do what we can to close gaps and get students the instruction they need so they can move on and be successful. But long-term, we're very worried about it because essentially this year it's not a wash because, again, most of this year is complete already. But this is going to be in many ways an incomplete year, even with our best efforts of moving online, correspondence course, some summer school things, it's going to be an incomplete year. And the thing we hope we learn from this are some lessons about the future. How can we be prepared for these kinds of interruptions in the future?
Well, Eric Mackey, thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you.
Eric Mackey is the Alabama State Superintendent.